Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Might have lied a little bit. I'm not sure we're going to start with NFL trade deadline talk.
Got some other goodness?
Well, are you tired? Did you stay up for 6 hours and 39 minutes and watch game three of the World Series?
I did not. It's funny because, I started watching it late in the game, like around the seventh or eighth inning. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of gave, I'm like, okay, well, this is going to the ninth inning here. I'm going to go to bed. It's like 11:30 or so. Turning the lights off in the house and get the dog wrangled up. Here we go. And I went to my room and I got into bed and then I thought, oh, wait a minute. Don't I want to turn the game on? Because I don't watch TV in my room that often. But the remote was so far away.
It was way over there.
It was way over there. It was way over there. So I...
You were either really tired... Or epically lazy, and I like them both.
Yeah. I'll say this.
That's an impressive amount of laziness.
I don't think I was that tired. I was epically lazy. It was all the way over there. So, and I was already in the bed under the covers. The dog was settled in. I'm like, I don't need to. And
that's hysterical.
So I didn't, which was, it's really not like me because I kind of like doing that, leaving the game on, falling asleep to it, and wake up and see what happened there. But had I done my typical routine with that, because I wake up several times during the night anyway, There's no doubt that I would have woken up, looked up at the score, and would have either thought, oh my God, this game's in the 15th inning or 17th inning or 18th inning. Or I would have thought, wow, the replay, got it, okay. And would have totally blown over my head that this was, in fact, a game that was still live and going on.
Right.
That's crazy. It's crazy that they were tied going into extra innings at 5, it's crazier that they played another whole game of baseball.
Yeah,
and only one run scored.
Yep. I mean, leading up to this point, and I don't obsess, and I really unplug. I don't necessarily unplug, but it's hard to get into it after you're in it and your team gets bounced. And we played an epic game, the 14-inning game, deciding game with the Mariners, and that
15.
Right. Sorry. You get to the point where that's right. It was 15. You get to the point where, you're like, well, at least it was a classic. I mean, I kind of hope someday I can appreciate what that game was because it really was a classic. Then last night there were so many plays made in that game, And I, you know, it kind of harkens back to, have you ever obsessed over a game that didn't involve your team? Like, I got a call this morning from my oldest, who just was like, I'm a wreck. And I'm like, why? And he said, because I stayed up for the whole thing last night. And he called at 8:43. He has to work at 9. And he was like, he sounded terrible. So I don't know how many people in the audience stayed up to watch it. Probably not that many, honestly. Look, I get that there's a lot of sports fans out there, but on a Monday night, who's investing after midnight in a game with a team, two teams that you don't necessarily care about? Maybe the gamblers. they may have increased the audience a little bit, but it was something.
And Shohei Ohtani goes 4-for-4 in the game, mm-hmm. 2 home runs, yep. Scored 3 times, and all that was in the first 9 innings.
He's overrated.
Then the Jays are like, yeah, you know what? No. And they walked him 5 times.
Yep.
He was on base 9 times. 9 times in a single game. That's insane. That's how good that man is. When I'm like looking at the box score this morning, I just started thinking like, okay.
That's like a week for Trey Sweeney.
It's like a month. Like, greatest of all time. I mean, yeah, this guy's being treated as such, and he's deservingly so. He's got 8 home runs in the postseason. Not to mention that he's pitching tonight, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's amazing. He's yep. absolutely amazing. I'm like, greatest of all time, different eras of baseball, right? It's hard to compare the Ty Cobb, the Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig era to the Willie Mays era, and compare that to the, you know, the steroid era, and compare that to where we're at now. But what he is doing is absolutely unheard of, unseen by eyes. He's amazing.
Yep.
And we get to live through this moment. You know, it's like this generation of us is so, I mean, well, I'm just looking at like
Gen
X. Is that what we are? Gen X generation. We got to see Michael Jordan in his prime.
Yeah.
Tom Brady in his prime.
Yeah.
We're seeing Shohei Ohtani do things that nobody's ever done. Yeah. We got to see Gretzky in his prime and Mario Lemieux and, you know, Alex Ovechkin.
And yet we screwed up a lot of stuff.
Yeah, well, there's that. But I was just reflecting on, like, this guy is the greatest of all time. If he can keep doing this for another few years, you know, because you don't want to just see it, but whatever he's, I don't even know how long he's been playing Major League Baseball, like 6-7 years, whatever it is. But good God, what a legacy he is leaving. He's yep. amazing to watch.
Yep. And in extra innings, I felt like, you know, looking back at it, the number of fly balls to deep center field, there was a bunch of them. I invested in the Pistons last night. Can we talk about the first quarter defense? They played 4 games. Their 4 worst quarters. First quarter, first quarter, first quarter, first quarter. Okay? In 4 games, they played 16 quarters. Their 4 worst quarters defensively are the first quarter of every game. 35, 33, 33, 33. That's how many points they've given up in the first quarters. Then all the rest of the quarters are less than that. It struck me that this was a problem last year. I didn't track it. I don't have the data to support it. But it felt like when Piston games I watched,
yeah.
they were anywhere between 32 and 38 points allowed in the first quarter. And they're doing it again. And I don't know what the story is with this team. And they got behind. And, you know, they got behind by 10, and they got behind by 20, and they got behind by 30. And you know, the old NBA, you're like, all right, they're going to make a run. And I'm like, get it down. They got it down to like 24, and that was it. It was terrible. But, I mean, these games happen, and Cleveland's really good. But I want to go back to, how about the fast start thing? How about coming out, locking people up from moment one?
Well, I think they were technically up like 9-4.
Yeah, well, I just don't get it.
No, it's weird, right? I mean, and look, you're not going to win many games when you shoot 38% from the field and you have 25 turnovers in a game. That's not a recipe for success, and it happens. You got clunkers along the way, and I suspect that the number of times that they repeat something like that will be less than 5 this year.
What do you mean, get blown out?
Where they shoot that poorly while committing that many turnovers in a single game.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the recipe there, because Cleveland actually had 19 turnovers in the game. And they shot well with it. They weren't like killing it. You know, they just they had that great first quarter, as you said, and then they're able to coast. And you know, next thing you look, it's like, is that a 33-point lead? Mm-hmm. The hell happened? Oh, it's okay. Fourth quarter is our time. We'll start to knock it down here. But it's a yuck throw in the garbage game, but you don't want to see it because it's also it's probably too early in this. It's way too early in the season to say, well, it's a yardstick game when you're comparing yourself against Cleveland. Oh, right. But nonetheless, you're comparing yourself against Cleveland, and you didn't compete.
It did not. All right, it's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Coming up today, we got the Wide Night Omaha 4-Down Rally, but it's a college version. We will do that today. We usually do it on Wednesday. Jared Goff will be tomorrow this week, so you will hear from him at 10:30 on Wednesday's program.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So we'll talk some college football at 10:30. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1. All right, I want your opinion on what I did for an hour and 15 minutes last night.
Wow. How long?
So we have
this, Kang?
We have some friends.
An hour and 15 minutes for this guy.
No. Let me tell you.
Rock star. Or another kind of star with a mustache. My God, man.
Well, the
75 minutes.
No, it wasn't that. So we have an annual thing we do with a friend of my wife's. Their kids come over and they carve pumpkins. And we have this big pumpkin. Well, our kids are all out of the house. We really don't do it anymore, but they came over last night. There were 4 pumpkins. Our oldest was there. And so my wife and he just, they decided they'd do a pumpkin. And I spent an hour and 15 minutes getting all the pumpkin seeds out and cleaned off. so we can make pumpkin seeds later.
Yeah, not a fan. Okay.
Not a fan of pumpkin seeds?
No.
Oh, aren't you? Kang, do you like pumpkin seeds?
I do. I like them.
Yeah. Have you ever tried to do this? Kenny, you like them? Kenny likes them. You ever tried to sort all the pumpkin seeds out of the pumpkin guts?
I mean, I have before, but yeah. I'm not choosing to do that anymore.
It's terrible. It is such a tedious thing to do. And there has to be a better way. There has to be a system. And I kind of figured out, because I basically, in the end, I had this giant bowl of mush, right? With all the pumpkin seeds like stuck in there. And if I kind of banged the mush against the bowl and then picked it all up, some of the seeds would just fall out. But after a while, it didn't really work. Long story short, it was a long and tedious process. And then I cleaned up and then I watched sports. That's how it went.
Surely there has to be an easier way to do it.
There has to be an easier way.
Did you Google?
I didn't Google.
Did you try the Cincinnati method?
I didn't Google. Maybe I should have, but I love pumpkin seeds.
Something tells me if you like throw them in a colander and a bunch of water, running water, that it
good. Good. I did it all by hand. Might have been a colossal waste of time. Oh. I've invested though. Now they're soaking. We're gonna cook them tonight. So.
And why did you do this again?
I really like pumpkin seeds, and I've never done this before. I've always like hoped somebody else would, because I hate it. But this time around, as sort of the changing of our lives, I'm like, all right, how am I going to make myself useful? And I went with the pumpkin seed duty, and I just sifted and cleaned off, and now I gotta cook them today. You don't like them, huh?
No.
Interesting.
Never. I've had them certainly, and I just not a seed guy. Like I don't like sunflower seeds.
Yeah.
Either. What do they call them in cuisines? Papitas? Is that what they're called? Mexican cuisine. I think they call papitas.
Are they? All right.
Yeah. No, not a fan.
Gang, you're back there smiling.
No, just a lot of seed talk this morning. I didn't expect it. So that's it.
Just spreading the knowledge.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Oh, come on.
What? I'm not a fan of carving pumpkins either.
Aren't you?
No.
Me neither, Gator. That's what we just painted in our house. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Do the kids complain?
No. They
don't know anything.
Painting pumpkins are cool.
Painting pumpkins is... Because my kids love like arts and crafts. Just like arts more than the crafts, I think.
Okay.
So as long as we get them to draw or paint, it's still messy, but it's the less messier option between the two, if you ask me.
Yeah. It probably is.
Hey, keep pumpkin whole. You don't have to cut it open, get the guts
out. All in there for a while with the kids. Oh. I had
you're knuckle deep?
No, way big.
More than that?
Oh, man.
Like arm? Elbow?
Come on.
I did a minion pumpkin once where, you scrape it down and you put the design in the side of the pumpkin and then you scrape and it takes two and a half hours.
Yeah, that's.
I did a Detroit Lion logo once. I did the Old English D once. I did the Miller Lite, L-I-T-E, in the proper font once.
Sure. That's time.
That was actually cool.
No, I mean, the end result, I will say this, like, I think it's a big, giant waste of time. However, the end result, they do look great, when you can illuminate what they put the candle in there, as long as the candle doesn't blow out, and that's a pain to keep that thing going.
Well, we'll put them on the front porch, and the squirrels will start to eat them, and they'll get destroyed within 24 hours. That's the problem. Anyway, we were more simplistic last night, but I was on pumpkin seed duty. Feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox. Imagine living in Toronto and staying up to watch that game, then having to wake up and work with that hanging over your head all day. Brutal. That's from Alex in Kalamazoo. It was like us, though, back Red Wings playoffs. West Coast playoff games, man. I remember some of those Red Wing West Coast playoff games.
Overtime games against the Ducks?
Yeah. Ducks, San Jose, Calgary, Edmonton. It felt like we were due for every year there was one of those series, at least one of those series. And we would be up.
Those classics against the Kraken?
You'd be up until 2-3 in the morning. Yeah, and then sometimes you couldn't go to sleep because the game would have you so wired.
I remember when they were playing the Ducks in the playoffs when they were making their Stanley Cup run in like 97 and 98, mm-hmm. For which year they played, I think it was the Ducks, had to be. It was like an overtime game. And, the game was going to go well past 2 o'clock and the bars have to kick you out. And you're like trying to watch the game at the bar because before that TVs were awesome. Right. You didn't get them at home. You were watching all the games out and about. So remember us being at the bar somewhere, like, we have to leave? They're like, yeah, you got to go. Well, what do you mean? The game. Like, we don't want you to go, but we have to kick you out. And then you got to scramble to get to somebody's house at, 2:15 to watch the last period of play.
I stayed up to the 14th inning and fell asleep. Just couldn't stay up anymore. I thought the Blue Jays would take care of it in the 12th inning with the bases loaded. Kershaw came in. Doug in Rochester. Once I saw my Chiefs -9.5 was secure, I hit the sack. So that was your bet. You're not a Chiefs fan, are you?
Well, he said my Chiefs.
I think he means my -9.5 was secure, not my Chiefs. Once I saw my Chiefs -9.5 was secure. I think that's what he's getting at. Now, if he means once I saw my Chiefs, -9.5, then I want you to know, Doug, I want to make something very clear. We can't stand the Chiefs.
Yeah, nobody likes you.
John and Lake, did you say nobody likes you?
The guy, not you.
You said you're nobody fine. Likes Doug in Rochester.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nobody likes Doug in Rochester.
John in Lake Orion says, I stayed up and watched the whole game. The announcers were almost entertaining as the game by the end. They emptied the bag.
Chiefs fan. Just to be
nobody clear. Likes Chiefs fan.
Nobody likes Chiefs fan. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's
empty the bucket
as an announcer. Like, I'm sitting on so much stuff that I haven't had a chance to use, but I realized almost the problem with emptying the bucket. And I'm not going to tell you anything you don't know about Michigan State, so we probably won't do it this week. But I probably could.
I'm not doing a deep dive. I don't even know if these guys are.
I would do this thing called empty the bucket. All the prep work you put in that you don't get to use. When the game goes 18 innings, you have a great chance of using like almost all of it. Right? You get a chance to all the research, all the prep you did. You get to use it when you saw the announcers. I'm sure they actually probably deep down kind of enjoyed it. But the guys working the game use the term EFI. I had friends that worked back in the day on the TV crews for Tiger games, and they hated EFI. Extra blanking innings. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97, won the ticket. Scott writes in, last year I carved the word grit in my pumpkin. It's the grit pumpkin. The pumpkin carving. First of all, have you noticed there's like craft pumpkins now? When you go to get a pumpkin, they have like white pumpkins and different colors of pumpkins and pumpkins with like bumps all over them. There's all kinds of different pumpkins now.
Yeah, well, they're no longer discarding those.
Is that what they used to do? Is just get rid of them?
I'm sure you get a lumpy pumpkin. Who wants to? Nobody's going to get a lumpy. That sounds dirty.
A lumpy pumpkin?
Is that the Urban Dictionary? What's a lumpy pumpkin? No, but I mean, you've been to a pumpkin patch at some point in your life, whether it was a kid or as an adult taking your kids. You've seen the pumpkins come in all shapes and sizes, but when you go to buy them at like a grocery store, it's all basically the same one. Well, now you can get everything.
Pumpkins with warts,
yeah,
are now a thing they sell. They might have just threw them out in the past.
Along with penicillin.
All right, let's talk some college football next with the Blitz thingy. It is Carson Anderson on 97.1.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Gator's on fire this week. We're half an hour into the second show of the week, and you've given us Munch of Marth and Lumpy Pumpkin.
Yeah. I feel like Munch of Marth was, I started, and then you added the Munch of Marth. I think you added the Marth part.
Yeah. Well, he started to try to say the month of March.
Yes.
And he said Munch of, and then I finished it.
Yeah.
Marth?
So I think it's a collaborative effort.
Fair enough.
And I love it.
Yeah.
The Lumpy Pumpkin. I mean, that's just.
You're on fire. Ready for the blitz thingy?
Yes.
All right, Gator, heads or tails?
Heads.
He calls a head, and it is heads.
I will defer.
All right, here we go, Doug. Putting it on you. Yep. Question number one. Vegas odds, the top three destinations for fired LSU coach Brian Kelly are Arkansas, UCLA, Virginia Tech. Which job would you recommend Kelly take?
Virginia Tech. It's easiest to win the ACC out of those. Virginia Tech has won big in the past. They actually have a history. You have access to DC talent. You put together a staff with DC knowledge, try and make a pipeline there. Additionally, Arkansas and the SEC, that's a tough job. I'm not sure UCLA football is supported. So I would recommend he takes a Virginia Tech job.
Well, I think UCLA might actually have the best resources. I know you say they don't support them, but, I mean, all it takes is the right guy in place, and there's plenty of coffers there to dip into. But I don't think that's it. I thought about Virginia Tech as well. That's probably the best chance to win a conference. I agree with you. The ACC is not what it has been. Clemson isn't as dominant like they used to be. So I think that's probably the best place to win. But I'm going to go with Arkansas, and there's selfish reasons. I want that accent that he developed down in Louisiana to really turn into something in Arkansas. It's not just that. I mean, that's great, right? I want him to stay in the pressure cooker that is the SEC and see how much more dumb money another college can throw at a coach that's not going to beat Alabama or Georgia and or Texas A&M or whomever that's down there that's going to be better than whoever they put out there because Brian Kelly's the coach. And lastly, I want to see the episode of Fixer to Fabulous with Dave and Jenny Mars when they renovate Brian Kelly's Southern Mansion.
Okay. Okay.
Well, guys, I said it yesterday, and I'll say it again today. I need Southern California accent Brian Kelly. Sports is all about entertainment, especially if you don't have a dog in the fight, and that would be the most entertaining to me is to hear Brian Kelly all of a sudden become Surfer Bro or L.A. Lingo or wherever the heck he's hanging out if he wouldn't coach UCLA. So I'd love to see that, personally. And then he'd be in the Big Ten, guys. All right, question number two. Two heavy favorites in the Big Ten this weekend. Penn State plus 20.5 at Ohio State. Maryland plus 21.5 hosting Indiana. Which underdog will keep it the closest?
Yeah, this is tough. I mean, both these matchups don't look very, very good at all, and they're not. I'm going to go with Penn State because I think it'll be a great atmosphere in Columbus as opposed to College Park. Is that where they play in Maryland? Where nobody's going to be there to watch that mess. People don't really care about football there anyway, and now you're going to bring in Indiana. It's not like you bring... I mean, Indiana's the best, maybe the best team in the Big Ten, but I don't think folks in Maryland care about Indiana coming to town. So I think the atmosphere is going to lift Penn State. Plus, there's lots of auditioning going on at Penn State, whether it's coaches auditioning or players that want to stay there or players that feel like they want to get noticed and get out of there.
I felt like you chose Penn State because they were going to a tougher place to play.
I think it's a better atmosphere.
Okay. I'm going with Penn State because I think they can run the ball a little bit. And I don't think they can win this game. They have a backup quarterback in there, but they can run the ball a little bit. Ohio State's defense carries them, but if they can keep the Ohio State offense off the field, what it can cut down is the number of points scored. So 20.5 becomes a bigger number if you can make it a shorter game. So I think Penn State has the better chance of making it a shorter game.
I'm only picking Maryland because they're at home. That's it, guys. I got nothing. This is going to be two blowout games. I think Maryland keeps it 1 point closer than Penn State does, but both get blown out. All right, don't look now, but Navy is undefeated. Can Navy actually make the college football playoff?
I would love this so much. I would love it so much to see Navy in the college football playoff. Unfortunately, it's not going to happen. They've got a four-game stretch coming up where they play 7-1 North Texas, Notre Dame, 6-2 South Florida, and 7-1 Memphis, all in consecutive weeks. I guess if they run the table there, they will prove that they are the best group of five team, but I don't think they can get it done. So,
well, I don't think they can get it done, but yes, the path is there for them to do it. They're not ranked right now, but as you point out, the rest of the schedule is tough. Two of those teams are ranked.
I think they're 23rd in one of the polls.
I think in AP they're not even right. They're
26th in one of them, and they're 23rd in the other.
So they've got two ranked opponents ahead of them when they play Notre Dame and Memphis. If they beat Notre Dame, then they're on the map, right? But I don't think that's going to happen, so I would say no.
Yes, they can make the college football playoff, but they won't make the college football playoff. I mean, yeah, they just got to run the table. You guys already pointed out the rest of the schedule. They got some tough opponents on there. If they are able to somehow do it and pull this thing off, you can't leave Navy out. That the whole country would be all pissed off if an undefeated Navy didn't make the college football playoff.
True that.
All right, in honor of Halloween, who's the scariest football player in college you ever saw?
I'm going to go with the man who completely changed a game. It was one game and put everybody on notice. It was the most dominating performance I've ever, ever, ever seen from a defensive player. It's the boogeyman from Lincoln, Nebraska, Ndamukong Suh. That performance he put on in the Big 12 championship game where he had like five quarterback sacks, like eight tackles for loss. He was a one-man wrecking crew. And then you saw what it translated into the NFL with the scary beast that he was with the Lions and stepping on people's calves or kicking them in the junk, following through with his with a hit to the helmet, knocking guys out. He was just scary as all could be.
That's such a great answer. He had 12 tackles in that game, 4.5 sacks, 6 tackles for loss. And by the way, the tackles were punishing.
Yes.
This is such a good answer. Mine is a guy that every time he touched the football, I thought he's scoring a touchdown. And it's Rocket Ishmael.
Yep.
If you were playing against Rocket Ishmael and he got the football, you're like, damn it, they're six. So I would say he was the scariest player I ever saw.
He set things up where that Rocket Ishmael to me was the first guy that where you saw speed mattered. He got to the corner and he was gone. He'd get around that corner, just like headed towards the line of scrimmage, headed toward the sideline, and then make a sharp left, and you couldn't catch him. He was crazy.
Yeah, from just a pure defender point of view, like you were answering it, Doug, Reggie Bush was mine. I thought he was the greatest college football player that I'd ever seen with my own two eyes, followed by Vince Young. But Reggie Bush, every time he touched the ball, mm-hmm. I'd stay up late for the West Coast games because of Reggie Bush. I thought he was that amazing. But from a more Halloween perspective, just scary image, do you guys remember Baylor defensive lineman Sean Oakman? 6'8", 280 pounds. Yeah. Tattoos actually made him look nicer. This dude was incredibly scary. He didn't look real. Go ahead and Google image that, guys. He had the abs showing because he would have the short jersey. Remember that? He had abs on abs. All right. His face mask looked scary. The way they put it together with the gold face mask they had too.
Right.
My God. Sean Oakman, Baylor defensive lineman, 6'8", 280. All right. Is there a quarterback that has impressed you enough to draft in the top three in this year's upcoming NFL draft?
I really think there's only one left. But if you look at this year and all the names have got thrown around as NFL prospects and how they have almost all taken a nosedive at one point or another, I think Mendoza's arm strength is a valid question. Carson Beck, Drew Aller, Lenoris Sellers, Garrett Nussmeier, John Mateer, Nico Iamaleava. Dante Moore is rising up boards. I could see him maybe making a run at it. And the other one's Ty Simpson at Alabama, who had 8 overthrows against South Carolina last Saturday. I don't think there's going to be one in the top three.
I don't either. I think the only guy that really has a chance, could I see Dante Moore? Maybe. But I think it's Fernando Mendoza because he's got that frame of being 6'5 and like 230. He can run. He's tough as hell. But there's going to be questions about his arm. The biggest question I have about him, though, is who have you played? You beat Oregon, but he didn't look great at beating Oregon. He had a touchdown and a pick and I think completed 60-something percent of his passes. So he's going to have some big games to go to really maybe change minds. I just don't see it right now for a top three pick being used on a quarterback.
Yeah, I wouldn't either right now as of today, but I think if you made me choose, I would say Dante Moore's got the best shot of being in the top three. I don't want to get fooled by Oregon's offense because they seem to do with a lot of quarterbacks, but Bo Nix does look really good right now. Yep. But if you go back to the history of the other quarterbacks from Oregon, it's hit or miss and a lot more miss than hit. Herbert, I know you don't like Herbert Gator, but he's actually, a very highly thought of quarterback in the league, but then, Joey Harrington, Achilles Smith, there's a bunch that go on the line that don't make it. But Dante Moore would be my pick right now. All right, last one, guys. Name three people that you would include in your inner circle of trust when consulting for a new head coach hire.
All right, so I'm going to go with a couple of legendary coaches to start with. I'll start with Nick Saban and Urban Meyer. I think these are two guys that without question know the college football landscape. They saw the highest of highs with their respective stops throughout college football. Nick's not that far removed. Neither is Urban Meyer. I'd love to pick their brains about what it takes. And both of these guys, no strangers to money before money became something that was normal. But the third guy I'm going to throw in the mix is Chris Spielman. Spielman loves college football. Spielman loves football, period. And I don't think there's any question that his fingerprints are all over what happened with the Detroit Lions and that turnaround. I would talk to Chris Spielman about what do I need to change my college football program around. And I think that he would sit and talk to you for about 37 hours straight about what you would take.
I would talk to a young offensive coordinator type. And I'm talking about like Ben Arbuckle at Oklahoma or Lincoln Riley or Jed Fish or one of these guys that have really helped modernize the college football offense or are really good at what the modern college football offense. I pick one of those guys. I agree with Saban, but I think one of the hardest things to do is identify and figure out who's going to be a really good football coach. And you look at the history of hires and how easily it can go south. There was one guy when he was an athletic director hired 3 really good football coaches. And I would have my final word come down to what Barry Alvarez had to say. He was responsible for Brett Bielema, Gary Anderson, and Paul Christ. And they all won to various levels. I think that's really hard to do. And it's especially hard to do at a place like Wisconsin, which isn't a traditional power. So I think Alvarez, with three good hires on his resume, would be a great guy to talk to and kind of help you make the final call.
Three people I get to have in my inner circle of trust that I get to talk to. Nick Saban, of course. You guys, you know, everything you guys have said, I agree with that. The other two, Michael Jordan and Sidney Sweeney. That's the only other way I'm going to be able to talk to those. So, like, I'm just going to lean on Nick for most of the coaching stuff, guys.
Yeah, sure.
But Jordan, I mean, why are you so awesome? And Sidney, I'm just going to look at her. Right. Just going to stare at her uncomfortably.
Yeah. Uncomfortably.
Yeah. Yes. And so, yeah, Saban, Jordan, Sidney Sweeney.
So you like football. You're pretty.
Or not.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to Barry Alvarez. Well done, Keg. That concludes the Blitz thingy here on 97.1 The Ticket. Doug Hirsch, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Okay, so we sent out a Twitter poll.
Can I just say this first?
Sure.
Kang's selection of Sean Oakman as the scariest player he ever saw.
Yep.
So I just did a quick Google search and then did an image search on him.
Mm-hmm.
This might be the scariest man I've ever seen in my life. I mean, he is out of a movie.
He's the guy that you cast for, you know, Jason or Freddy or whoever, right? The monster.
He is. I mean, I love Tom Hardy as an actor. He was great, but they screwed up. This should have been Bane. This guy is the scariest man I've ever seen in my life.
Some are born in the darkness.
Do you know his story?
I don't. Was he raised in a pit?
He was raised in Philly.
Yeah, close.
Went to Penn State, redshirted, was dismissed from the team for unspecified violation of team rules, transferred to Baylor, was projected to be a first-round pick, and went undrafted. Early mocks, they had him as a first-round pick. But he went undrafted because he had a skinny lower body, a lack of pass rush technique. Then he had some off the field issues.
So didn't believe in leg day, huh?
No.
The upper body day, he was all about arms and chest, shoulders.
He never played in the NFL. Here are the teams he did play for.
I know he's in the CFL. He played in the CFL.
He played for the Triangle Torch of the American Arena League. He played for the Bismarck Bucks of the Champions Indoor Football League. He played for the Austin Generals of the Spring League. He played for the West Virginia Rough Riders of the American Arena League. He played for the LA Wildcats of the XFL. He played for the Wild Aces of the Fan-Controlled Football League. He eventually landed in Toronto, and he is with the Montreal Alouettes right now.
How old is he?
Good question. He's probably 35-ish.
He's 33.
33. He's with the Alouettes.
No, I have date of birth unknown when I look him up, guys.
It's not your business.
Doug, do you remember him when you're a huge college football guy?
Yes.
The images were going around back then that he just looked like a monster.
Did he play against Michigan State in that Cotton Bowl?
I don't know.
I think he did, too. What year did they play in that Cotton Bowl?
Would have been like 2012?
It was 2014, and yeah, I think he was at Baylor then.
Yeah, they lost.
Yes, he was. So, there you go.
Suck it, Oakman. I didn't say that.
No, don't say that out loud.
That was Scott Anderson.
What?
Let me be clear. It was Scott Anderson. It was not...
Exile or death.
It was not me. Okay. So let's get to this. Do you want it?
No, I'm getting creeped out, man. This is a guy that I think if Michael Myers saw walking down the street,
yeah,
Michael would step to the side, and go, no, this is your street. You go ahead and walk right here.
There you go.
You know, if Sean Oakman were to say to Michael Myers, yeah, I'm dating Laurie Strode, Michael would go, that's cool. That's cool, man. No, congratulations.
Who's Laurie Strode?
That's Michael's sister.
Oh, okay.
Who he was trying to kill in the Halloween movies.
Michael Myers' sister was Laurie Strode?
Yes.
Not Laurie Myers?
Had to change the name because, you know, Michael had killed her mother and was, you know, they knew that he was a psycho. So, change, yeah.
Okay.
She was a baby at the time.
All right.
She didn't know
gotcha. That
her brother was possessed.
Gotcha.
Evil. It's pure evil.
Okay.
Loomis shot him 6 times. It didn't matter. But if Myers sees Sean Oakman, Myers is backing the F off. He's probably atoning for all his past sins and turns into a Cutco knife salesman. Probably. Ginsu.
Yep.
Some kind of knife.
All right. So anyway, NFL trade deadline's a week from today. We asked a question on Twitter. What do you most want? D-line, secondary, O-line, or other? What do you think is leading right now?
Probably D-line.
It is not.
Oh, good.
Secondary is leading the way with 38.6% of the vote. D-line, 34.1%. O-line, 25.2%. Other, 2%.
I'm probably secondary, O-line, then D-line.
Yeah. Look, we had a caller yesterday that said you got to go get Trey Hendrickson because we're approaching it the wrong way. He's trying to turn the defense into an unstoppable force and win the Super Bowl and not trying to fill necessarily a need. He's trying to make a strength stronger. I get his logic, but I will continue to argue that there's no way in hell you're prying Trey Hendrickson out of Cincinnati without paying a steep, dear, oh my, kind of price. The Lions right now are half game out of the playoffs. Cincinnati's 1 game out of the playoffs. They're 1 game out of the playoffs. Yeah. How do you convince a team like that to sell when, oh, by the way, they're just literally on the calendar crossing off days until Joe Burrow is back because he is supposed to be back before the end of the season. How do you convince that team to part with a defensive asset like Trey Hendrickson when you are hanging in there and your quarterback is coming back?
Well, you can't because Cincinnati's dumb. They've mishandled this situation from day one.
Did you say you can or you can't?
You can't. You can't do it because Cincinnati will. They're stubbornly going to hang on to this. You know, you can look at it and say yes, they're literally just a game out because you know Pittsburgh lost to Green Bay, and the division is up for grabs. But if you were realistic about it, and of course they can't be, they're in it. They have to feel like they have a chance to win it. The players and the coaching staff absolutely have to feel that way. Management needs to be a little wiser with this. What's happening in that division, you got Pittsburgh who is better, and you've got Baltimore that just won their second game of the year, but they're only a game behind Cincinnati.
I know, right?
And Baltimore's getting Lamar Jackson back. They just got healthy enough on defense. Baltimore's getting ready to make their run. Cincinnati is not going to make a run with Joe Flacco. I think Joe Flacco's done, right? We saw the best of Joe Flacco a few weeks ago, and that's about it. And who knows what they're going to end up having to do moving forward. If they stick with Flacco, they're going nowhere. And trying to tread water until Joe Burrow comes back, good luck with that. And look, they lost a bunch of games last year with Joe Burrow anyway. Joe Burrow's an amazing quarterback, but Cincinnati's a terrible franchise. That's the thing. So you can't convince a terrible franchise to make the right move. And the right move for Cincinnati is looking forward beyond this year, which is get assets for your tradable commodity right now. They won't do it, though. They won't do it.
It's really, really hard to convince a team that's a game out of the playoffs. And you know, they could lose and move 2 games out of the playoffs on Sunday, of course. But it's really hard to get a team that's a game out of the playoffs to give up on the season. And I think it's really hard for that sell to their fan base. I think there are teams that are in worse shape that won't give up as well. So if that's the case, okay, And if standard logic applies here, that they're not going to want to give up on their season, what kind of astronomical price would you have to pay to give them to part with Trey Hendrickson? where they would say, okay.
Well, because they're stupid and because I don't think they're... No, honest, I mean, I'm being dead honest with my opinion here. Because I think they're that stupid, you would really have to go... You'd have to match the stupid and give up multiple first-round picks and multiple second-round picks or something like that.
For a rental,
which yep. is which would be matching stupid with stupid. You don't do it. We'll see if anything does come to pass. I don't think Cincinnati's going to do it. I think because what you said, because they're close to the playoffs... Look, being close to the playoffs and doing something in the playoffs are two different things. I think you have to do, again, what's right by the franchise. What's right by the franchise is you're about to lose this guy for nothing. Oh, great. Do you get a compensatory pick or something like that? Do they do that in football with free agents?
Yes, you can get a compensatory
pick. So, great. You get a compensatory pick. Why not go ahead and get actual good picks? You could probably trade him to a team like the Lions for a couple of first-round picks. They'd be late first-round picks, but... You know, the Lions want to do it. I think that they can convince Brad Holmes to say F them picks and do it, because you will look at the impact that Micah Parsons has had on Green Bay. And Green Bay went from being good team to being, you know, favorite in the NFC to make it to the Super Bowl because of Micah Parsons' addition to that team. Trey Hendrickson can make that difference for the Lions. I don't think that he's going to be available because I think Cincinnati's dumb.
Well, with that said, that doesn't mean you can't get D-line help.
No.
Right? You can still get D-line help.
But it won't be Trey Hendrickson.
It won't be Trey Hendrickson. 248-539-9797. We'll get to some of the responses we have on this and talk about some of the names that could be out there. 1 week from today is the trade deadline. It's Carson Anderson on 97.1.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.